Hello, podcasters. How do we change the world? One successful podcast at a time. You're listening to Become a Successful Podcaster with host Bruce Chamoff. Rate him on Apple Podcasts.
You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
Hey, it's Bruce from Become a Successful Podcaster, and I want to thank everybody who is now supporting this podcast. I'm now starting to actually build relationships with my audience members. I'm so excited. You guys know who you are. I am so excited to be talking to people, and not just through the podcast, but I'm getting emails and all types of messages on social media from all of you. So I want to thank you, because you guys are just making me actually feel like a successful podcaster, which is obviously my goal for all of you who are listening to this show right now. Thank you so much. And I want to ask you, if you haven't rated me on Apple yet, rate me on Apple. If you haven't signed up your podcast yet with the New York City Podcast Network, please do. And if you're already on the podcast network, you can now sign in and manage your podcast. Really, you can manage your own podcast information. If your RSS feed changes, if you move your podcast to another network, if you want to just change the name or change the logo or change the description, you can now do this. And we also just improved the analytics for your episodes. Log into the My Podcast portal on a podcast network, and you can look at your analytics for each and every episode, as well as overall for your podcast. Also, don't forget to sign up for Podno 2023, which will be held on February 4th. That's a Saturday in 2003. Now, let's get into it. Three reasons why your podcast absolutely, all right, this is not a question of whether I want to or I do not want to. You absolutely need a blog for your podcast. And I do want to preface this whole thing with the fact that when podcasting first started becoming kind of popular around 2005 and 2006, people were blogging. Podcasters were blogging. Maybe that's because WordPress at that time was a blogging tool. We had Blogger, we had Tumblr. There were just so many blogging tools around, and it was more important to blog back then because, let me correct that, it was not more important to blog back then. It was more popular to actually blog back then. Now, nobody thinks it's important because I don't see blogs for any podcast, but I'm going to tell you, that's a mistake. I'm doing that here, and I'm trying to decide still if I want to use the blog on the New York City Podcast Network or if I want to start using Kiora. Kiora is amazing, and I'm starting to get more into that, to become a podcast influencer. But we're going to talk about, in this episode, why your podcast absolutely needs a blog. And I'm going to get into three of those reasons right after these messages.
Become a successful podcaster. We'll be right back after these messages.
Okay, we're back. Now, we are back. Let's go ahead and get into those reasons, three of them, why your podcast absolutely needs a blog. And the first one I'm going to actually talk about is one that I've mentioned in a couple of other episodes in the past, search engine optimization. Oh my gosh, nobody likes hearing SEO. We have websites. We want to get to the top of Google. We want to capture the first page of Google for those keywords that people actually type in when they're looking for something. Wouldn't it be really cool if somebody goes to Google and searches for a website and your podcast comes up? That's amazing. You will get an audience member out of that search result if you can get your podcast onto the first page of Google. And I have a whole episode around that. But this is the thing, a blog is plain text content and images. And for those of us who search Google almost every day like I do, on your computer, on your smartphone, you'll know that text is content, and content is king. And at this very moment, Google is not indexing voice and audio just yet. They will. I think they started to, but it didn't really work out. So until that happens, a blog is a great way of getting your podcast out there in text format. So somebody can find you on Google, okay? Don't just rely on the video podcast on YouTube, and don't rely on just your show notes on, let's say, Anchor or Buzzsprout, because I've been talking about that too, right? You want to put your show notes and you want to max out, which I've said in other episodes, whatever, like right now, Anchor gives me 4,000 characters. But 4,000 characters really is not a lot. It helps, but you really want about 1,200 words on that blog post. I know that I don't want to overwhelm you, but we're talking about getting your podcast into Google, okay? And that's a big reason to have a blog, all right? Now, here's what you do. And I've been talking about Otter.ai. Otter.ai is an amazing tool. They got a free service and they have, and I don't own the company. I'm not part of the company. So I'm just saying that I use it. I use their pro plan. I subscribe to it every year and I love it. I take all my audio and I transcribe it into a blog post because you never know when you're going to have a particular keyword that is going to be in that blog and somebody is going to Google that and find you, your podcast coming up. And you could do the same thing for videos on YouTube, but we're talking about audio podcasts right now. Okay, it's really important to know that much. Now, what I also want to say about a blog is when you take your audio is that when somebody writes a blog post, they have to think about search engine optimization and they have to think about the keywords that go in there. Okay, you don't have to think about that with your podcast. You're just talking and naturally, those keywords are going to come out. You don't have to think about it. You just go on recording your podcast episode and don't even think about the keywords. It's really a cool thing when somebody will Google something for a website and you come up, your audio comes up. It's so cool. And don't forget, if you're on Apple or Spotify, those also come up as well. They got very good search engine rankings for that. Now, another way to have a blog, like right now you could use WordPress, you can use Blogger, you can still use Tumblr, but you can also use Kiora. I love Kiora. I've been a Kiora member since 2011. It's going on so many years now, over 10 years, but they're getting better. You can put all your podcast blog posts on there as what they now call, I think they just call it a post now, right? So go to Q-U-O-R-A.com. I think it's really cool. I'm going to put a link in the show notes as well. And that is one of the three reasons why your podcast actually needs a blog. Let's move on to the next reason, and this one might surprise you. What about your subscribers that have hearing loss? Or maybe they're completely hearing impaired. They do not have, they really don't have the ability to listen to your audio. A blog will solve that. And I really want to figure this out. I don't know if there are, like, my particular podcast, as you're listening to right now, is called Become a Successful Podcaster. One of my relatives has a hearing aid right now. Maybe that person can't hear my podcast. But if I have a blog, I can get more subscribers. And here's the thing. I'm in front of a computer right now. I'm going to Google, all right? Let me Google the number of people, and I don't know this yet, around the world, population who are hearing impaired. Okay, let me just do this right now. All right, so it says over 5% of the world's population, or 430 million people, require rehabilitation to address their disabling hearing loss. And actually, that's 432 million adults and 34 million children. 34 million children. And guess who's saying all this? The World Health Organization. This is the organization who declared COVID-19 as a pandemic. 430 million people. Can you imagine some of those people who might really want to hear your podcast? They like the content, but they can't hear you. So if you have a blog, I think a blog would be a perfect way for you to reach people who are your subscribers, but not necessarily your audio subscribers. They are your, obviously, your hearing impaired subscribers, but they can read. They can definitely read. They can see clearly. And you can, you know, maybe they can hear the vibrations. I mean, I don't know how that works, but if your words are down on a blog post or a QR post, you will reach people who are hearing impaired that might be interested in your content. I think that one surprises a lot of people, but I think it's amazing, right? I mean, did you ever think of that? Did you ever think of people who are hearing impaired being able to hear your podcast? Obviously, they probably wouldn't be able to, but a blog would make that work. So let's definitely embrace that, okay? Another good reason for you to have a blog post, okay? And here's another one that might surprise people. Maybe one day you want to write a book. A lot of people that are coming out with books from their blogs. I happen to think that's incredible. Nowadays, it's so easy to publish a book on CreateSpace that's owned by Amazon, or you can create your book, publish your book on Amazon Kindle. I mean, maybe you can reach more people with your podcast that do not listen to podcasts. Does that make any sense? You're going to reach people. Let me see that again. You're going to reach people who are not into podcasting with your podcast. You do that with a book. And I know it's going to be a lot of work. I mean, when I talk, I don't talk the same way I write. I talk more, I don't know, I talk with less grammar than if it can be written down somewhere, right? They tell you that when you're writing something and you want to look professional, you should not use contractions. Like, I'm not going to use the word don't. I should actually break up the contraction to the word do not, right? If I say somebody doesn't, I should just say does not, right? I can talk like this, but I don't know if I should write like this, right? So yes, it's going to take time to edit the podcast, okay, into a book. But you know what? You can reach people. I started writing a book when I had my web design firm, and literally I wrote 13 chapters, and I haven't touched my book in about 3 years. So I don't really know if I'm ever going to finish that book, because I don't really do website development anymore. I mean, I do, but not like I used to. So I got that book sitting there. But maybe you want to take your podcast and turn it into a book. And maybe I should make that another episode as well. So anyway, that is it. I'm going to play you some music. And by the way, I'm not the best singer in the world, but I actually do like producing music. I'm going to play you not just a new song of my own that's on Spotify, but I'm also going to play some other musicians as well. And here they are. So I'm going to play in this order my song, Bruce Chamwoff, Pushback. And then we're going to get into some hip-hop with FIFA Castro and the song Heart Steroids. Then next we're going to play an R&B pop song, Three Alphas, with the song called Only You. And then we're going to play another pop song. Actually, this is a Chinese pop song from Hazza. The song is No Worries. And finally, we're going to end it with Sasha McVee and Fine Line here on Become a Successful Podcaster.
Become a Successful Podcaster. We'll be right back after these messages.
You can fight me all day if you want to. You can stand your ground, I'll never back you, yeah. Stand your pity, it doesn't even matter. We can do this all day. You can stretch yourself if you need to. Call me all the names you got assigned to me. Don't lie, it doesn't even matter. I can do this all day. You do the things behind my back. It's just another attack. You call me names when I'm off guard. You force me to do bad things. Your threats are taken in vain. I need to prepare every time. You think you got the power. Yeah, you think you always got me beat. You think you win the battle. No, it's only a brief defeat. You can fight me all day if you want to. You can stand your ground, I'll never back you, yeah. Stand your pity, it doesn't even matter. We can do this all day. I'm gonna push back. You can stretch yourself if you need to. Call me all the names you got assigned to me. Tell me lies, it doesn't even matter. I can do this all day. I'm gonna push back.
You're not as clever as you think. No, you like play these games.
to. You can stand your ground on the McCracken, yeah. Nature your pity that does and you're the better. We can do this all day. I'm gonna put you back. You can stretch yourself if you need to. Call me all the names, you got the signs of me. Tell me why it doesn't even matter. I can do this all day. I'm gonna put you back. You can stretch all day if you want, yeah. To. We can do this all day. I'm gonna push back. You can express yourself if you need, yeah. On the old days, you're gonna suck, yeah. Never mind, it doesn't even matter. We can do this all day. I'm gonna push back.
Five, six, seven, and they once told me when you die, you gon' die and you'll be lonely. I'ma say your words are phony. Got two daughters and a honey. Only I could say I'm lonely. I'm the stupid, I'm the phony. I make it rain when it's sunny. I love you, baby, and the money. They once told me when you die, you gon' die and you'll be lonely. I'ma say your words are phony. Got two daughters and a honey. Only I could say I'm lonely. I'm the stupid, I'm the phony. I make it rain when it's sunny. I love you, baby, and the money. Rest in peace, my real bros. Shout out to my loved ones out in Europe. I can see you. In my heart, it feels like you're still here with me, though. I miss my girls, I miss my daughter. What kind of father leaves his daughter? Father that can travel. But they told me I couldn't fly. I started crying, started bawling. From my mouth, the spit comes for me. From my eyes, the tears are rolling. From my nose, the mucus flowing. I feel the stress slowly growing. I'ma take this time that grind and heal my soul for you. I got you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and they once told me when you die, you gon' die and you'll be lonely. I'ma say your words are phony. Got two daughters and a honey. Only I could say I'm lonely. I'm the stupid, I'm the phony. I make it rain when it's sunny. I love you, baby, and the money. They once told me when you die, you gon' die and you'll be lonely. I'ma say your words are phony. Got two daughters and a honey. Only I could say I'm lonely. I'm the stupid, I'm the phony. I make it rain when it's sunny. I love you, baby, and the money. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and they once told me when you die, you gon' die and you'll be lonely. I'ma say your words are phony. Got two daughters and a honey. Only I can say I'm lonely. I'm the stupid, I'm the phony. I make it rain when it's sunny. I love you, baby.
You've been on my mind, baby. What you doing later on tonight? Will you make time for you and me? Say the word, have a fantasy.
It's a beautiful night.
Kisses on your lips right now.
I don't mind if it gets a little dark. Let's recline where we can see the stars. Somewhere underneath the trees. Hold you close until you sleep.
It's a beautiful night.
My own.
was there when I was down, so we sent tar together. Oh yeah, I know your ex man, cause he went from a nigga to a ass man. That you so sprung, rush to hit that text back. I give you the world and some, got you walking different. Big mad, all of your girlfriends and they feelings, cause ain't nobody doing it like I do, baby. Two seater on the county, I'ma drive you crazy. It's whatever, whenever, I'm on your time, no baby. It ain't tricking if you know your word, so it's easy for me to give you what you deserve. Loyalty the only thing I ask for in return. If they ask about wins, then they ain't concerned.
Sorry. just took off my high heels. All of a sudden I see my phone light up and it's you. And I don't know how to feel, 'cause part of me just got excited, a part of me still.
There's a fine line.